everyone, what's up? This is Lucrecia Ramonda on my second podcast. How many of you have heard of Metallica? They are probably the biggest heavy metal band out there right now. They started in 1981 when their lead singer James Hetfield responded to an advertisement that drummer Lars Ulrich posted in the newspaper. In need of a lead guitarist, they put another ad in the newspaper. Dave Mustaine, who would later found the metal band Megadeth, was selected for that role. In May 1983, they went to New York City to record their first album. Dave Mustaine was kicked out of the band because of drug problems, and Kirk Hammett, who was still in the band, flew in that same day so he could replace him. The first album was titled Kill 'Em All. In my opinion, the best song from that album is Seek and Destroy. They recorded their second studio album, Ride the Lightning, in Denmark. The song For Whom the Bell Tolls, which at first sounds similar to AC/DC's song Hell's Bells, was recorded on this album. Their bassist Cliff Burton died on September 27, 1986, when their tour bus fell on top of him and crushed him while they were sleeping. Despite this, they still carried on. Their fourth studio album, Justice for All, included the song One, which is one of their best songs. Their most famous song, called Inner Sandman, came off of their fifth studio album, which was simply called Metallica. It's also referred to as the Black Album. Frontman James Hetfield suffered second and third degree burns after walking into a 12-foot flame at one of their concerts. The latest album is my favorite. Songs such as The Day That Never Comes have really good solos. They're working on a secret project, but I'm not sure what that's about yet, so we'll have to see. And I hope they will still make music for a long time.